Hello and welcome to Happy Paws, brought to you by OWL Radio, a community service of the Low Vision Center. I'm Shirley Crandall, and for the next half hour, I will be reading from Happy Paws, the spring-summer edition. Boost your pet's lifespan. Explore how science might help your dog or cat live better as well as longer, by Kim Campbell Thornton. What aging looks like. The picture is of a kitten, a young, larger cat, and an adult cat. When a dog or cat is actually considered senior, the last 25% of lifespan, or geriatric, living beyond expected lifespan, varies. Factors that affect onset include species, breed, and size. But right now, no quantitative measurements exist. This is where, from human medicine, where geriatricians can make functional measurements of health and frailty. Generally speaking, vets who treat cats say they are considered mature at 7 to 10 years old, senior from 11 to 14 years, and geriatric beginning at 15 years. These age ranges simply define life stages when cats are expected to start showing specific signs of aging, says Matthew Cornia, DVM, who practices at the Cat Clinic in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. For example, many cats start to develop arthritis as mature animals and start to require more regular preventative care as seniors and geriatrics. In cats and dogs, changes in appearance, movement, or behavior signal the onset of the golden years. Visible signs of aging include a frosted face, stiffening joints, and cloudy eyes. Pets may sleep more, slow down on walks, or not want to walk as far as before. Senses of smell, hearing, and sight can diminish. Internally, organ function begins to change. The heart and kidneys are often the first to decline. Outward signs of deterioration in those organs can include increased panting, decrease in activity level or appetite, and an increase or a decrease in thirst. Pain from arthritis and dental disease can affect dogs and cats. Cats with hyperthyroidism, an excess of thyroid hormone, may be unusually active. Stacy Mantle's senior cat, Baby, was recently diagnosed with the disease. "She's been like a little rocket lately, zooming around and meowing a lot," Stacy says. "She was eating normally but losing weight, and her coat was getting thinner in areas, so we knew something was going on. We ran her over for a checkup." Pets who are aging successfully are able to maintain health, functionality, and quality of life well into and even past their senior years. They're free from chronic disease and disability and have a good activity level. Keeping them that way is a combination of good veterinary care, nutrition, exercise, and genetic luck. Helping pets age better. There's no magic pill to keep our pets young, yet. For now, the secret to keeping aging dogs and cats healthy is the same as it is for aging humans: eating right, exercising, and seeing the doctor on a regular basis. Part of eating right is keeping excess weight off to prevent painful pressure on deteriorating joints. Measuring food instead of free feeding is one way to keep our pets from putting on the pounds. Senior animals also need foods with high quality protein that's easily digestible. It's a misconception that protein is bad for kidneys. Even in cats with chronic kidney disease, protein restriction is typically not warranted, according to Dottie LaFame, DVM, PhD, ACVN. Dogs may benefit from foods with ingredients to boost brain health. Studies in dogs have shown that foods supplemented with medium-chain triglycerides from coconut oil, as well as nutrient blends containing fish oil, B vitamins, antioxidants, and arginine can aid memory, social interaction, and learning ability. Some diets for senior cats contain antioxidants and omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids that may help to slow age-related changes and cognitive decline. Brain teaser games help too. Food puzzles, which require pets to manipulate them to get treats to fall out, offer good mental and physical stimulation for dogs and cats. Dogs will still enjoy walks and other activities appropriate for their physical state. Agility, chasing balls, and leaping to catch a frisbee are all high-impact activities. If your dog seems to tire more quickly or shows signs of arthritis, it may be time to switch to low-impact play, such as nose work, which harnesses a dog's ability to detect scent, rally, or swimming. Look carefully to see whether your dog displays normal fatigue after an activity or seems entirely wiped out. How they act the next day is important too. Perky, eating well, and interactive is good. Lethargic with little interest in food, not so much. As pets enter their golden years, it's a good idea to start scheduling twice yearly veterinary visits. Animals age more rapidly than humans, and for senior animals, a lot can change in 6 months. Regular checkups with routine lab work can help catch diseases before they progress and become hard to treat. Making progress. There's no way to turn back the pet aging clock today, but scientists are working on making a longer health span, the amount of time dogs stay healthy, a distinct possibility. I believe that within the next 5 to 10 years, we will start to have some medications that are clinically demonstrated to modulate the aging process, delay age-related diseases, and extend healthy lifespan in pets, says Matt Kaberlin, PhD, director of the Healthy Aging and Longevity Research Institute at the University of Washington in Seattle. I feel like we're on the cusp now. We know of several drugs that seem to slow the aging process in laboratory animals, in mice in particular, some quite significantly. I expect we will start to see evidence that some of these medications work the same way in dogs. Researchers with the Dog Aging Project, led by Kaberlin, Daniel Promislow, PhD, and Kate Creevy, DVM, DACVIM, plan to track 10,000 dogs in homes around the United States to study how genetic and environmental factors affect aging in dogs. The long-term observational study will include all kinds of dogs in all kinds of households, short-lived breeds, long-lived breeds, and dogs in wealthy and less wealthy households. Researchers will look at how long the dogs live, as well as how assorted environmental factors affect them as they age. Promislow describes it as the science of paying attention, of watching closely what happens over the years. Approximately 500 medium-sized to large dogs will participate in an intervention study, receiving low doses of the drug rapamycin, which in laboratory and some human studies appears to slow or improve healthy aging. In the double-blind placebo-controlled study, neither owners nor researchers will know which dogs receive the drug and which receive a placebo. After a few years, we'll then determine if treatment with this drug actually improves heart function as middle-aged dogs get older, Promislow says. There's no comparable cat aging project, but Cornea states that, as in every area of medicine, feline medicine is advancing rapidly with improved medications and procedures. However, any successful treatment first requires a diagnosis, he says. Early recognition of disease and awareness of the importance of preventative health care will remain a crucial part of ensuring that cats live the longest, healthiest life possible. How aging happens. Why some animals seem to age more rapidly than others is in part associated with size. Small dogs and cats, who don't have the same diversity in size as dogs, tend to live longer than large or giant breed dogs. That difference is one of the questions to which researchers are seeking answers. We don't know why big dogs age faster than small dogs, Matt Kaberlin, PhD, says, but scientists suspect that a variance in chemical signaling by a hormone called insulin-like growth factor 1, or IGFI, plays a role. Hormones like IGFI-1 help regulate development and physiology. The size of large dogs is related to an increased amount of signaling by it that triggers changes or processes in cells. Studies looking at simple organisms, like fruit flies, and mammals like mice, have shown that animals with mutations that reduce IGF-1 levels age more slowly and live longer. Other hallmarks of aging occur at the molecular and cellular levels. The ends of the chromosomes, called telomeres, start to shorten, Mitochondria, which are like tiny engines inside cells, begin to decrease in function. Our ability to repair all of the damage that is constantly happening in our cells decreases as we get older, Daniel Promislow, PhD, says. Dogs provide us with the opportunity to ask how those molecular changes differ between short and long-lived individuals within the same species. How old is my pet in people years? Dogs. The old dog years formula, 1 year of a dog's life is equal to 7 years of human life, never really worked quite right. It's more accurate to think of the first year of a dog's life getting him just over the first big jump of adolescence, with the second year bringing him close to full adult maturity physically, although, as in humans, mental maturity may still be on the horizon. From there, it really depends upon the kind of dog in question, understanding that size and breed matter when it comes to aging. Roughly put, you can consider your dog to be a senior citizen at 7 if he's a Great Dane, but a Chihuahua may not reach that milestone until he's at least 11. Cats. You may have heard that 1 cat year equals 4 human years. Because cats have less size diversity than dogs do, we can make that formula work if we start calculating at a cat's second birthday. The first year takes a cat to late adolescence and the second into young adulthood. You can then start counting in fours. Figure a 2-year-old cat at 24 human years and add 4 years for one every thereafter. Most cats reach senior status at 11 to 14 years. Summer safety tips for dogs. Keep your canine happy and healthy during the dog days of summer by Marty Becker, DVM. The picture is of a dock extending out into a lake with a person and a dog appearing to be mid-leap to jump in. I love summer with my dogs. We go hiking, fish at the lake, and share quality time around the fire pit. I bet you enjoy doing a lot of the same things with your dogs. But summer can also be a nightmare for dogs and their humans when you factor in bee stings, beach hazards, sunburns, heat stroke, and more. Here's a veterinarian's eye view of the things to watch for and how to handle them. Bugging out. The picture is of a dog looking upward, and drawn in is a series of bees with squiggly lines indicating their flight paths. Bees, wasps, fire ants, mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks are just a few of summer's painful pests. Dogs who take an interest in bees or wasps are likely to receive a painful sting on the nose or head area. Fire ants will march onto your dog without hesitation and then sting in unison. Ouch! And mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas can spread disease and cause other problems for your best friend. Reactions to insect bites and stings can range from slight swelling and pain to anaphylaxis, a sudden severe allergic reaction that can be fatal if not treated immediately. Mosquito bites can transmit heartworm disease. Tick-borne diseases include Lyme disease and ehrlichiosis, a bacterial illness with flu-like symptoms. Fleas can pass on tapeworms. If a bee or wasp stings your dog, brush the stinger out of his skin using the edge of your fingernail, a credit card, or a butter knife. Don't grasp the stinger with tweezers. Doing so may release more venom into the wound. Some stings are life-threatening. A sting on the head, especially in the mouth or on the neck, can cause dangerous swelling that affects a dog's ability to breathe. That's an emergency, and your dog needs immediate veterinary help. If the sting is below the neck, treat the painful area with a soothing paste made of baking soda and water, or moisten a washcloth or gauze pad with cold water and apply it to the injury. Depending on the severity of the reaction, an antihistamine such as Benadryl can help. Ask your vet now what the appropriate dose would be for your dog and write it down so you don't have to guess if and when the time comes. If fire ants overrun your dog, get him away from where they're attacking, put on gloves, and carefully brush them off so you don't make them angrier. If there are only a few bites, you can treat them with baking soda paste, a cold compress, or Benadryl. If there are many, you may need to head to the vet for treatment. Plan ahead for encounters with fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes with vet-prescribed or recommended preventatives. The one you choose should depend on your lifestyle as well as the types of parasites in your area. Boating safety for dogs. The picture is of a large black dog with an orange life vest. Make sure your voyage is fun, not frantic. Understand the overboard plan. If your dog jumps into the water, don't jump in. Circle close, then cut the motor. Point at him continuously so as not to lose sight of him, because he can't wave at you. Call him to the boat and lift him out of the water. Buy him a life jacket. Look for these features: a good fit, a handle so you can grab him if he is in the water, a D-ring so you can attach a leash to make sure he stays confined while in the boat, and a bright color and reflective strip for visibility's sake. Pack a first aid kit. Include an antibiotic ointment, self-clinging bandages, an antihistamine, dog-friendly bug spray, and any medications your dog may need to take while you're out on the water. Start small. Acclimate your dog to the boat while it's docked. Keep the first trip short and build to longer ones. Provide sun protection. Apply a pet-friendly sunscreen to your dog's belly and inside his hind legs. Use towels, pad protectors, or paw wax to protect your dog's feet from sun-cooked boat surfaces. Set up a shady spot on the boat to get out of the sun. Keep him comfortable. Give him access to cool, fresh water. Also plan ahead for potty breaks to keep him from unexpectedly leaving the boat when nature comes to call. The Dawson Swim Life Jacket. Ideal for novice canine swimmers, this life jacket features foam neoprene side panels that offer maximum buoyancy and provide insulation, keeping dogs warm while they swim. High visibility red coloring, reflective piping, and emergency lifting handles help ensure your pooch stays safe and visible while having fun in the water. $40 to $60, Outward Hound, outwardhound.com. Beach safety. One of the common problems seen by vets who practice near the ocean is dogs eating too much sand. They can ingest it while playing fetch by repeatedly picking up a tennis ball or flying disc from the beach. If they take in too much, it can cause a serious intestinal obstruction. To reduce the risk, play on hard packed sand. Your dog may also get sand in his eyes, which can hurt. Relieve the pain with an eye rinse from the drugstore. If you notice squinting or redness, head to the vet to make sure the sand hasn't scratched your dog's corneas. If this is a likely problem for your dog, think about getting him a pair of goggles to protect his peepers. Whether you and your dog spend time at the lake, river, ocean, or simply in your backyard pool, take precautions to help prevent diarrhea, skin problems, toxic algae reactions, and ear infections. Diarrhea? Yep. A dog who takes in a lot of salt water while playing in the ocean can have a reaction that will be unpleasant for him and for you. Think pipe stream, diarrhea, vomiting, or both. At the lake, check the water to make sure it doesn't look or smell swampy. If it looks like pea soup or has a sheen like a paint slick on the surface, the cause may be a blue-green algae bloom. If your dog drinks the water or gets it on his fur, it can cause nausea, skin irritation, or more seriously, convulsions and death. Always give your dog a fresh water rinse after he's been swimming in salt water or a chlorinated pool to help prevent chemicals and salt from drying out his fur. Then towel him off thoroughly. That's really important if he has wrinkly skin or a jowly face. You don't want a mildewed dog. Moisture in the skin, especially in the folds, can cause hot spots or skin infections. Finally, keep those inner ears dry. After your dog goes swimming, apply an ear cleaner with a drying agent. Massage the ear to loosen debris, and then let the dog shake to remove any water, wax, or other gunk. Summer sun smarts. Pet parents also need to make sure their dogs don't end up in the ER with heat stroke. Since most dogs will risk their lives to accompany the people they love, it's up to pet lovers to make sure the summer heat doesn't put their pets in deadly danger. That means knowing the signs of heat stress and reacting to a pet in danger as if it's a life-threatening emergency. A dog's fur helps protect him from the sun's rays, but dogs with light color or thin coats are susceptible to sunburn and skin cancer. Protect them with an application of dog-safe sunscreen, either a product made specifically for dogs or a human formulation made without PBA or zinc oxide. When applying sunscreen, be sure you get the face, avoiding his eyes and ears, as well as the belly if your dogs like to sunbathe on his back. And if you're going to be outside all day, reapply frequently, about every 2 hours. The dogs at greatest risk of heat stroke include those with short snouts, such as bulldogs, pugs, and boxers, as well as dogs who are old, overweight, or have respiratory problems. But any dog can be affected if he's too active in the heat of the day. Plenty of shade and cool water help prevent heat stroke. Be sure your dog has a shady place to rest during daytime outings. Refresh his drinking water throughout the day so it doesn't overheat. And when temperatures are extreme, your dog should stay indoors. Don't take chances. The picture is a silhouette of a couple running with their dog running in front. As opposed to humans who cope with hot weather by sweating, dogs shed heat by panting, which is a very poor cooling system. In the wild, canids such as wolves and coyotes seek shade during the hottest part of the day. Left to their own devices, most pet dogs will too, unless they're lured into activity by a loving but clueless human who tosses a ball across the yard. Leave your pet at home when it's warm. Never leave your dog in the car, even on a mild day. Heat builds up quickly, and exercise your pet in the cooler mornings or evenings. If you wonder if a street or sidewalk is too hot for your pet to walk on, place the palm of your hand on the pavement. If it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot for your dog's feet. Warning signs. A dog's normal temperature is about 101.5 degrees Fahrenheit. A degree up or down is just fine. More than 2 degrees up can be reason for concern. It indicates that you need to get your dog calm and cool. When a dog's internal temperature reaches 105 or above, his life is in danger and you must act immediately. Signs of an overheated dog: heavy, rapid panting, salivating, a glassy-eyed expression, anxiety, restlessness, confusion, exhaustion, bright red or blue-purple gums, vomiting or diarrhea, or collapse. In case of an emergency, if your dog gets overheated, move him immediately to the shade or an air-conditioned area. Douse your dog's belly with cool water, not ice-cold water or ice, which constrict blood vessels and trap heat. Concentrating on the groin, if you have a thermometer, lubricate the tip and insert it gently into the rectum to get an accurate temperature to share with your vet. Offer your pet cool water to drink, but don't force water into your dog's mouth. And then call your vet or an emergency veterinary clinic to let someone know you are on your way. Chill out. Try these easy breezy ideas for helping your dog cool off. Enjoy the AC. Set the thermostat at 76 or lower, especially if your dog is old or overweight or has heart or respiratory problems. Stay out of the sun. Make sure he always has a shady place to rest when outside. Dog houses get hotter than you think. If you don't have shade trees, set up a tarp or other overhead covering to protect him from the sun. Chill his drinks. Throw some ice cubes into his water bowl. Change the water once or twice a day using cold water from the tap rather than sun-warmed water from a hose. Let him swim. Fill up the kiddie pool to a safe level for your dog so he can get in some splash time. Dress for the heat. Moisten a bandana, freeze it, and then wrap it around your pet's neck to help him stay cool. Soak an evaporative cooling coat in cold water and put it on your dog for long-lasting comfort. Serve cold treats. Fill your dog's Kong toy with peanut butter or mashed banana, then pop it in the freezer to create a yummy frozen treat. Sleep cool. Special beds can help your pet beat the heat. Not in your budget? Place a couple of gel packs from your freezer inside the cover of your pet's bed, where he can't chew on them, for some cooling action. Keep cool products for dogs. 5-inch pet crate fan. Attach this battery-operated 2-speed fan to your dog's crate wall and flip the switch for instant air circulation. $13 O2Cool at Amazon.com. Raised cooling bed. Double-coated dogs will love this raised bed with a bladder that holds cold water for hours of relief when temperatures rise. $40 by Orvis. Orvis.com. Cool Skins Pet Vest. Keep Rover cool for up to 2 hours in 90 degree weather with this colorful patented pet vest. $80. Cool Skins Pet Performance Wear. Coolskins.net. Perfectly adventurous. Enrich your cat's world by providing safe experiences in the great outdoors by Janice Garza. The picture is of a cat wearing a harness and leash sitting on a rock overlooking a mountain landscape. The next picture is of a cat wearing a harness and leash sitting on the walkway to a dock on a lake. Anyone who spends much time on Instagram has seen them, cats in backpacks, in canoes, and on leashes hiking up trails with their people. There's even a dedicated hashtag for these intrepid felines, hashtag adventure cat. So what about your cooped up kitty? Does she have a secret untapped lust for an adventurous life? Adapting to an adventure cat lifestyle. Annie King, DVM, provides this advice for cat owners whose pets seem comfortable experiencing nature. Take your time. Pushing them past their comfort zone too fast will cause many cats to panic and ruin all your progress, King says. Practice patience through every step of the process, including harness and leash training. Our cats wore harnesses in the house for a long time before we ever took them outside, Stephanie Ketterer says. Be consistent. Cats thrive on routine, so take the unusual and make it usual. We try to do something weekly, even if it's just a trip to the pet store or a walk around the neighborhood, King says. Provide a safe space. Come up with a place for your cat to escape to and hide on every adventure. Even if she stays in the backpack or carrier the whole trip, she's still being exposed to new smells and sights. Never force your cat into situations that scare her. Be aware of your surroundings. When Emmylou is out exploring, I am constantly watching and listening for potential threats, mainly off-leash dogs, King says. If there's a threat, I quickly pick her up and give her the option to get in her backpack. Protect against parasites. Make sure your cat is up to date on her vaccines and flea and heartworm prevention. Happy Paws approved adventure cat accessories. Come with me, kitty, harness and leash. Control your cat gently and securely with a safe, comfortable harness and a bungee leash that gives eliminating harsh tugging. $16 from PetSafe at Chewy.com. Deluxe pet carrier backpack, a well-ventilated design, two-way entry, and safety buckles for kitty partner with a thick padded back and pet and shoulder straps. $40 from PetAmi, PetAmiUSA.com. Thank you for listening to this reading of Happy Paws. This program will be replayed this evening starting at 9 p.m. If you have questions or comments, please call us at 210-829-4223. This is Shirley Crandall saying goodbye from Owl Radio.